Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Next weekend sees the annual WOMAD Festival, and here to talk about their role in it are the Sami sisters, Angie, Priya and Madeline. How long have you guys known each other?
We've known Priya for 21 years.
Since 1987.
Yeah, so a long time.
How did you meet?
We didn't meet in the womb, but we'd all been at the womb at some stage or other. Yeah. We'd all been in our mother's womb. So I think we kind of had that in common, and we were all like, oh my God, were you in mum's womb at about...
It took us a while to figure it out, too. Yeah. We were just like...
I was like, oh that's weird. I was in mum's womb in 1980.
Yeah.
You were there crazy. In 87.
You just thought she was some chick crashing in your room
for
a while.
Yeah, I thought she was a boarder, actually. Mum making some money on the side.
Did you have a musical family? Parents musical?
Not really musical. At parties, everybody's vocal and musical.
But vocal. More, we come from quite a vocal family.
Vocal family.
Irish.
But it was more having music around. Music was always a big part of the household. You know, the
there was always
routines.
A tape playing, and Mum would record RTR Countdown quite a lot. So we'd watch the video clips over and over again, like Rick Astley.
Did you? I mean, did you do that typical young girl thing of choreographing dance moves and then going busting them out for your parents, going, "Mum, watch this. We've got
not
some,
so much.
That must have just been me, obviously.
I learnt raps. I used to like learning raps.
Yeah, and I just learnt what she learnt
and I just did what they did.
So how long have the Sami sisters as a musical concept? How long has that been going for now?
A year and a half.
Yeah.
I read a review of your gig in Wellington. Apparently quite amazing.
Oh, really? Andy was drunk.
Yeah.
I was on cold and flu tablets. Come on.
That's what Britney Spears says shortly before she shaved her head and went got cut off
really
the rehab.
Great. She just cut her hair in a bob.
She's the off the rails person in the Sami
sisters.
Well, I did wake up and I was like, this cannot continue this
She's
way.
She's got a cold now. You can't see I'm doing inverted commas. Yeah. A cold now as well.
She looks quite exhausted. She might have to take some time. So I mean, so you're playing at WOMAD this year. How did you get the gig at WOMAD?
Roger King's asked us.
The Roger Kings.
We went last year because Roger King...
Kings.
Well, Roger King, one of the Roger Kings, used to produce lots of sort of festivals. Well, he still does, but... And I used to do tour theatre with him, so he sort of asked us to come down and have a look last year and then asked us back to play this year, so...
That was Madeline.
That was Madeline. Yes. I mean, Madeline, were you doing musical stuff before these guys?
No. I wanted to, but I never had the balls.
So what was it in the last 18 months then? I mean, you've obviously all been on this earth for quite a while, all been living in the same house for a while. Why the last 18 months?
Angie moved home. She was in Dunedin doing her music degree. And she came home and we went over to Australia to visit our brother and nephews and sister and... We sang with her at a gig.
Yeah.
And that's how it started.
Angie can't move back. I got balls. And Priya's just been waiting to
do it.
Are you the middle sister?
Me.
Age-wise?
Oh.
Are you the youngest? No? Who's it? You're the oldest? I don't know.
Yeah, she's 36. She just got her braces last year. And
Who's the oldest?
That's good, Priya. That means you're mature. I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest? And Priya's the youngest? Okay, right. Obviously, this is some source of contention within the Sami.
Just today, she's a bit sensitive.
Just because I'm strong.
It's just because you're small. You're the smallest, and so you sort of go in a...
Well, I am a centimetre.
She's a midget.
Have the comparison. Are you...
We don't discriminate in the Sami sisters. We let midget sisters be part of our show. What's that?
Yes. Would you, would you be more like the Jonas Brothers or more like Hanson?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we're a combination of the Jonas Brothers and Hanson, because Hanson were really good at the instruments...
But the Jonas Brothers were pretty close.
So we'd like to be a combination
of
those.
The Sami sisters, I understand, the instruments consist of the guitar.
Yeah.
The egg shaker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else have you got?
Melodica.
Yeah. Is that the blowy thing?
Yep.
A bit of tambo.
Yeah. So
more guitar.
Fairly percussive.
Pretty. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're all singer songwriter. We all write our own songs. So we all just play guitar pretty much because that's our main instrument each. So in a band situation, we kind of try and diversify as much as we can with the lack of skill that we have.
So we just swap guitars over.
I mean, and tell me about the songs that you play. I mean, covers, originals, bit of both.
Mostly covers. Yeah, we do. We do one or two originals. That came out wrong. I actually meant to say mostly originals. We just play one, mostly covers.
We normally play a cover in a set for a bit of light relief, something that we're obsessing over at the time.
Such as current covers du jour?
Oh, at the moment, what is it? Kate Bush is old.
Oh, I don't know.
I really want us to play this old song.
The hair is hollow gold. But at the moment, because we're working on the AK05
show, because what we're doing is we've got the DeLorean and back we're going to go back in time to play that festival.
It's a good way to make money. There's a lot of money to be made in concerts that have been and gone, because at least you know whether they're sold well.
Yep.
True.
Well, and of course, yeah, I mean, we're hoping to get to Woodstock as well.
So Kim Ken's Betty Davis Ives is one of the covers. No,
just playing. He was just lying.
I was just lying.
But we've been working on a show for AK09, and it's about heartbreak. And we've been listening to lots of heartbreak songs, and there's heaps of covers that we really want to do, but we have to try and fit it in an hour and a half.
Did you have similar musical tastes growing up, or was there much fighting over that? Stealing, you know, sort of.
Well, Priya was really
hiding each
into
other's
like
records.
Steps and. Five.
No, I was into Spice Girls and Backstreet Boys.
And Five.
I did. That was the first concert I ever went to.
Lucky you clarified that, difference. Or we would have thought that you had no musical credibility whatsoever.
Hey, they have good
songs. And Madeline?
What
were you into?
I was into. Growing up. What was I
Whatever
into?
Mum
I was into
liked,
weird
really?
Songs. I was into. Like,
step by step.
Oh, I didn't. Ooh, I only really like New Kids on the Block because my cousins were really obsessed. Sure. But I just I don't know.
Angie,
I was more of an alternative kind of youngin.
Yeah,
I like the grungy
goth.
Kind of, like the grungy kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I tried being a goth, but it didn't really work out for me.
So, I mean, do the Sami Sisters on stage have an overall flavour in terms of the style of music that you play, or is it just everyone throws
really
in a song?
We really ought to work out what we say when we come to interviews about this question, because we never have anything to say.
Yeah, we just say country pop.
But it's not really country.
At the essence of it, it's pop songs. You know, like we play and love and write songs, hopefully, that are catchy and good.
I think if I were to say what sort of music I because I didn't really get into music properly and start obsessing about it like I am now until I was in my late teens. But before that was sort of Motown and stuff, eh? Mm. We'd listen to heaps of Motown.
And then just whatever was popular.
So from here, I mean, plans to get the Sammies on vinyl?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Plastic. I mean, is there a recording session in the works? Or?
Yeah, we're hopefully going to record in May this year. But it's such a weird time for music in the music industry. We're trying to work out like the best way to do stuff because, CDs don't really sell anymore. Mm. So
have
at
you
the
thought
moment,
about maybe Sami calendar with free CD
merchandise? Yeah, a lot of merchandise.
Merch. Yep. Pens, bottle openers,
mugs.
You could have 4 months each. You know that would work out well.
For the Indian market, we'll have saris.
Awesome.
Yeah.
For the Irish market, we'll have Sami Sister tin whistles.
And whiskey.
Because I mean, you mentioned this before. You're part Irish, part Indian in terms of your background, and that's so. I'm just trying to think of some cliches that when you bring those people
curried
together.
Curry potatoes.
All right. I was thinking of drunken shopkeepers, but
that's a good one.
Get out of my shop. I don't care.
Anyway, we'll leave it at that. Thank you very much. We're going to get you to play a song, though. What would you like to perform?
Well, Happy Heartbreak, maybe we could play Break It, Take It or Break It.
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
Away, sister, for what to say? I'm tired of this game.
Yeah, I've never been more unsure. I'll book those flights to Spain again. But your intent on staying. What the hell for? It's becoming really fairly obvious. The story's about to take a major twist. I'm ready now, I'm ready for it now. Still you keep me hanging on and on. Here I am, I know you say that you adore me.
Here I am.
Those lines you speak aren't really for me. Standing right before me, you seem blasé. Something has changed. You don't meet my gaze with the intensity you used to. Stop glancing away. So stuck for what to say. I'm tired of this game. If you're gonna break my heart, then break it. If you're gonna take my heart, then take it. Just don't leave me standing on this high wire. That how long I'll have to wait? 51 years, 9 months, 4 days. Is that how long I'll have to pay?
Zoe Sisters now!
The Sami Sisters there, and you can catch them, of course, at WOMAD next weekend in New Plymouth. And with that, that's our show. If you want to hear anything that was in this show or in past shows, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I'm Russell Brown. I'm out of here.
I'm Damien Christie. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.